Hello, hello, hello. This is Susanna from Susanna Hayes-Hennen Podcast, episode number 2. If you listen to episode number 1, you know that I have a little dilemma because I lost my wedding ring. I just wanted to update you. I found it. Also, my husband found it in the washing machine. Minus one diamond. So there you go. Learn not to put your clothes in the washing machine without checking if there's anything inside of the pockets. Lesson learned and note taking, and yep, have to get that one fixed. Anyhow, so today I wanted to talk about something called swaddling. So this is for those of all you new mamas out there. If you're in a hospital or you're about to give birth or you're just giving birth and you're wondering what the hell is this, you know, this thing wrapped around them and make it look cute, and do I really have to do it? Do I need to do swaddling? So let's just get into it. So swaddling. So swaddling is an ancient thing. Like, you know, it was there when, you know, baby Jesus was swaddled. And, you know, some countries, it's a cultural thing that people swaddle their babies when they're born, and some other countries, they don't. So there's no rights and wrongs here, but mostly in the hospitals here in Australia, you get the baby swaddled. But I know there are hospitals in the States, etc., where they don't, you know, do the tight swaddling like they do here. So they might just keep the baby loosely wrapped in the sheets or just put baby clothing on in some places. So if you do swaddle your baby, so what would you use to swaddle the baby? So I would say use a muslin swaddle, and they're breathable and easy, and they're good for the baby's skin. Don't use the stretchy fabrics because you can get it too tight, and it is not a good thing if you get it too tight. So it should be a fabric that doesn't, you know, stretch, basically. Because if you look at the sheets that they use in a hospital, they're not stretchy fabrics, really, are they? I would use the swaddling up to 3 to 4 months after the molar reflex, which is the spreading and unspreading the arms kind of starts to disappear. And as with the swaddling, you know, and their sort of swaddling suits that you can use afterwards, they can actually then start using their arms, or you can swaddle with the arms free as well. So some mothers before that. Now, the reason I started, you know, being obsessed about the swaddling is because I'm a little bit perfectionist. And I really wanted to learn how to do the perfect swaddling technique and how to do it and how to best get my baby looking that, you know, snuggle, cuddly thing that the midwives can give to my arms at the hospital. And even my husband in the hospital managed to do it better than I did. And I'm a little bit perfectionist, so I was, you know, looking at lots of things of how can I do it and where can I find the information. And trialed a lot of, you know, techniques, and I came to the conclusion that the best technique is called diamond technique. It also goes the standard technique name. The standard diamond technique is the best. And most of people come across this with their antenatal classes. So the midwife usually shows you in a doll how to do it. And if you're lucky enough to have babies in your family, then you might have seen it done before. But it's basically just, you know, folding one edge of the corners of the swaddle, and make sure it's a big swaddle, not a small swaddling sheet, and then putting the baby there in their back and the head kind of up over the edge, and just swaddling them like one arm at a time. I have a great diagram about it in my blog post called What is Swaddling and How Do I Do This Correctly in www.tutu.com.au/ what is swaddling and how I do this correctly. So you can go and have a peek there as well. Now, the technique is very important because what can happen if you do it incorrectly, you can cause hip issues for your baby. So the correct technique is important to allow enough movement in lower limbs as well. So when they're just born, yes, like the first few days and weeks, they're still in the kind of the position where they, you know, where they keep pull their legs next to their body, and then it's easier to swaddle. But when they start growing and they start, you know, flexing their limbs, it becomes more difficult. So you have to be mindful that what you did few weeks ago might not be appropriate a few weeks and months down the line anymore, because your baby grows and their movement grows as well. The other thing is the motor reflex, which is basically your arms and legs kicking and doing the kind of involuntary movement, which is very common for babies for the first 3 or 4 months. And that's why people like to swaddle their arms as well. So some people swaddle their arms snugly next to their body, and some do them just like crossing over on the chest. Again, there's no rights and wrongs here, whichever is comfortable for the baby and whichever technique you have learned to do it. And the motor reflex is interesting. It starts to disappear at the age 3, 4 months. And that's when people tend to think, well, do I need to still, you know, swaddle my leg? What's the benefit of still swaddling? And they might want to use just sleeping bags, baby sleeping bags, where the baby can sleep with their arms out, or the arms are loosely, you know, swaddled or not swaddled at all. So again, there's a different, you know, techniques and different ways that you can do it. Now, if I don't swaddle my baby, will they wake up? Like, what's the benefit of doing it? So every baby is different. Some prefer to be swaddled. Some prefer the comfort that it brings to them, because they like the snug feeling, because it feels like they're still back in their mom's womb. I don't think there's a right or wrong answers here. Some hospitals recommend swaddling and midwives do it, and some hospitals don't. So I think you have to go here a little bit with your mothering instinct at what is right and what is wrong. And you have to listen to your baby's cues. Like, if they don't like it and they're not comfortable the way you do it, then you need to find another way of comforting them and putting them to sleep. Now, both of my boys were sleeping fine up until the month 4. And then I put them in a sleeping bag because it was just pointless, because their arms were just, you know, way too active. And they were just like escaping the swaddles like all the time. I was talking about the muslin swaddles. Now, stretchy swaddles, there's a lot of different type of swaddles and swaddle suits and swaddle bags and other kind of swaddle this and swaddle that. My only advice would be that whatever you use, don't use the stretchy fabric, use a more kind of unstretchy fabric. And if you use anything else than just muslin, then have a look at that. The product is like approved by the authorities. So it's something that is important to you for the safeguard of your baby. You can look if they are approved by the Healthy Hips Associations or similar in your country, or they are, you know, certified, you know, swaddling sleeping bags or sleeping bags, you know, and then they have certification, whatever it is, where which country you are in, that, you know, supports such a thing. And if you're in doubt, you can always check their website and check the providers directly, that, you know, who are there with and what is their certification. So yeah, safety first. So I hope that helps you a little bit on your way for the motherhood. So have a look at the swaddling article that we have with the pictures about the diamond technique that I talked at the beginning of the podcast. And it's in www.tudor.com.au/blogs. And I hope you still enjoy this episode. If you do, send us a review, leave us a review. Tell us what you think, and we will love to hear from you. And we're going to do another episode about something very similar, something that I think every parent can relate to. Speak to you soon. Thanks for your time. Bye-bye.